it. Hang on here.
Hi, Christina. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I mean, aside from being Monday, right? I mean, it's...
Monday and rainy as hell.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I woke up today. I was figured, man, could it be Friday again? But no, we... We have a long
Sunday again, so I can sleep all day. I'm just kidding.
Right. Anyhow, Christina, I'm going to try to be as brief as I can here. I like to be mindful of people's time. I'll provide you with the services and the price. And if it's something you like, we'll go ahead and get your company up on Google. And if it's not, then again, we'll just thank you for your time. No harm, no foul. Mansion Cleaning Corporation, Tara's telling me that you're working with the buddy on this. Is that correct?
I'm working with what?
With a friend.
My friend Evan. He's like my partner, but until I start getting like established with a good client base, I'm going to be hiring people. I already have four girls that want to work, but I have to have
That's
the
amazing.
Work for them. Also make it make sense for myself and have
uh-huh.
like the money. To break myself off in the process, you know? So right now it's just me doing it.
I like how you use those words, to break yourself off. That's actually correct.
You're right. I want to get the job and be able to, like, okay,
well,
I miss an hour, but what am I making at the end?
Yes,
you know?
Yes, at the end of the day, there has to be enough left for it to make sense, you know?
Right.
Well, I can tell you this much, Christina, just being very straightforward with you. I appreciate you being a straight shooter. You know, if the company is going to grow, you know, and you want to expand and keep your agenda busy, there's really no better platform than Google. I mean, everyone uses Google for everything nowadays, right? I mean, it's the biggest platform around. Again, we're not here to compete or say anything bad about any other company like Angie's List or HomeAdvisor, but I will let you in on some facts. Even Angie's List, those leads that they give you, they buy them from Google, you know, so, you know, even they utilize Google to get the work. So putting yourself on Google's first page, you could just imagine how much that's going to generate. But anyhow, let me just let you know what we're proposing. We're proposing to put Mansion Cleaning Corporation on Google's first page. We had a spot open up about an hour ago on the first page
okay.
of Google. To be on the first page of Google, it's not like anybody can come here any day and just say, hey, man, put me on the first page. It doesn't work that
right.
way because there's only about 10 slots, and then you got to be put on the third, fourth, fifth, you know, page. So to be as one of the top recommended, we have to have a position open, and that opened up, just like I said, about 47 minutes ago, almost an hour ago.
Awesome. Okay.
So when that opens... Google gives everybody a shot. It's not like, you know, we call the area. Our job is to get that spot filled in. Normally, it only lasts about 2 or 3 hours open before somebody's like, hell yeah, man, put me on that first page.
Yeah, put me there because I need
right.
to
the, I need all the traffic I can get. You
the
know,
networking
so.
And then to come show up first, it does help your business. Like, I've had all
yeah.
my prior clients mm-hmm. from all over. They went and gave me recommendations on the Angie page, so it's doing mm-hmm. really well for that. As far as that, I have a lot of people I've cleaned for over the years, reoccurring, and also just like friends that I've cleaned for that gave me good recommendations as well.
Awesome. So this is what we're proposing. We would put Mansion Cleaning Corporation on Google's first page where your competitors are at, right? So if somebody goes on Google right now and they put cleaning services near me or I need my restroom clean or an office
or
clean.
Or cleaning all over New York, yeah. So
Yeah, anything, exactly. You know what I'm talking about, yes. So when
yes,
they put that in, the companies that are going to pop up right now is like, obviously, Holly's Housekeeping, Fresh Scent.
Yeah, I saw that
MCW.
Pop up,
oh, okay. Haino Cleaning
yeah,
Services.
Yeah, I kind of searched myself on Google. It doesn't really, I searched myself. It comes up Angie List, but it doesn't come up nothing else.
That's right.
I don't have a website
yeah.
yet or anything.
So, King Cleaning Company, the original Hoffman, Albany Top Cleaners, Mate Spotless, and Good and Clean. So those companies, they do the same thing you do, Christina. The only difference that these companies have their agenda quite busy is because their first options on Google, and you can just imagine how many people would go on Google and look for cleaning services, almost the entire population that uses Google, right? I mean, there's a 97% of people use Google. The other 3% use other applications like Angie's or Thumbtag or Home Advisor. But 97%.
Right,
right.
I heard of care.com too.
Yeah, but again, you want to be under that 97%, not the 3%. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
So what we would do is that we would list you right alongside of your competitors on that first page. So you would now be one of those top recommended. And I'm going to be straight with you. Once you're on that first page, the cake is big enough to go around, if that makes any sense, right? I mean, everyone.
Right, like it'll be good for me to be able to expand my like clientele.
Absolutely.
As far as like getting workers to come work for me finally. Like my friend, I have
right.
some workers, Nikki, Caitlin, everybody. They work mm-hmm. for me at a different my other company, my music company, and
mm-hmm.
like they need a job right now. They're out of work, so if I could hire them, that would be great.
That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing because not only would you be helping yourself, you would actually be, helping other people, man. That's pretty awesome, you know.
Right.
So, aside from being on the first page of Google, you said you currently don't have a website. So we would actually build a website for you. And we wouldn't charge you anything extra. It's already included with the service. Okay.
Okay. And how much is the service to get me put on Google?
Yeah. Here, I'm going to send this over to you right now. I just want you to see this. The pricing is really affordable. You're going to be quite surprised, actually. People think Google and they think it's expensive. That's why the spots on the first page, they get filled in within the first 3 or 4 calls that we make. I just send you a text message. Did you receive it?
I think I just did.
Yeah, it's going to be a link. Yeah, if you want to, it's going to be a link. I'm showing you the sample of the site just so you have an idea of what I'm referring to. It's going to come from
okay.
our company at Local
Splash. And that's how my site would look?
Exactly. Yeah, so if you open that up, I send you a random one. So it's going to say Pro Clean Carpets.
Yeah,
Okay, right there, it would say Mansion Cleaning Corporation, right? That would be the title.
Okay.
And then right underneath that where it says Expert Services, this is where we would list the services that you offer the public, right? So, like this company, they do carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, grout cleaning, you know, restrooms, toilets, anything that you do, we'll list it on the site. And if you have, like, before and after pictures by any chance, we can also list those on the website. Okay?
Okay.
And then if you scroll down, I mean, if you look at our website, it looks really nice, very professional. Where it says our story right underneath that, we'll talk about how much experience, Christina, you have doing cleaning services. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, just to make it a little bit faster, it's going to say hours of operation. Here is what we will list.
Yep.
The hours and the days that you're available to take the calls from Google, from the people on Google. Navigation, how far outside of Albany you're willing to travel for clients. And if you look at the bottom right portion of this, there's like a little text message and phone icon. Do you see those?
I see it, yep.
So we'll link the number ending in 9512 to the site. So when the customer is ready to call you, they'll just hit the little phone icon, and that's going to connect them directly to your phone. Okay? Because now on Google, you'll be in contact directly with the client. There'll be no more interference, you know. And I only say that because Angie's, what they do is that they share their leads, you know, the same lead that they give you, they give it to about 7 or 8 others, right? So everybody is normally, you know, scrambling for the work to try to compete for that job. It's worked completely different on Google. The leads will be directly to you. How about social media, Christina? Are you on, like, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram?
So I'm on Facebook. I have to get the login off my other computer, but I'm on Facebook as Mansion Cleaning.
Oh, nice.
That's the only
thing
I'm
excellent. On. Excellent. Well, you're actually in the best one. Facebook produces more work than IG or TikTok, so that's actually pretty good. The reason I say that to you is that Google and Facebook have a partnership. So what we would do to that Facebook page that you have, we would promote that for you, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you, and that's included as well. Okay.
Okay.
And then the last thing that we would do is that we would also promote you through Apple, because Apple is also associated with Google. So we would promote you through Apple on Apple Maps. And, you know, that's for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari for searches. We would also list you through there. The pricing.
Okay.
Let's get down to the pricing. The pricing, like I said, is pretty affordable, Christina. It's $2.99 a month. That's it. That includes the website.
Okay.
That includes the ads on Facebook. You pay $2.99 once a month. There's no contract. That's what people love. There's no contract. It's a month-to-month service, which means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service anytime if you're not completely happy. But, again, it's Google, right? I mean, as long as we're keeping you busy, I promise you're not going to want to cancel, right? I mean, at the end of the day, what matters, Christina, are results, right? And for us to make sure that we're keeping you busy, okay? Now, I do want to ask, Christina, are you open for commercial work or you're just doing residential?
Right now it's residential, but, I mean, I'm willing to take some commercial work if I had a client or somebody offer it to me.
Huh? Well, no, I'm asking because we do have some of that pending that could come through as opportunities on Google. So that's why I'm asking. So if you're able to take like light commercial, we can definitely do that, right? I mean, I only say light commercial because you still don't have the crew as big enough for a super big commercial job, if that makes sense.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So you're doing mostly residential though for right now?
I am.
Okay,
for
perfect.
Right now.
Okay. And I'm sorry that I asked you this again. The system just prompted me to ask you, so I apologize if I sound repetitive. But if you start getting calls from the Google platform right now, you are able to take on more work, correct?
Because ideally, if the company starts getting, like, if I start getting a lot of traction this summer and get, I get booked today and tomorrow and the next day and I have 3 houses in 1 day to clean, that's where it's like, okay, boom. Because I have school from Monday through Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30, 9:30. So I'm only available during the day, Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. So I would say 5 p.m. is like my cutoff. I can't clean the house.
I can't do
it.
Okay. Right. Right. No, actually, most of the jobs are done early in the morning, so you should be fine. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. No, that's why I said 7 a.m. I used to actually clean my ex-boyfriend's mom in North Carolina, Miss Kim. She had a really great cleaning company business. She cleaned for all these rich, beautiful beach houses and all these really rich people off the waterway and on the beach. So she, since I was like 13, she used to take me with her and charge me $10 an hour, and she would charge like $400 or $500 a job, you know, on these big, beautiful houses.
And nice.
She would pay me chump change, but hey,
right.
I got the idea of
look
her.
At,
like if I
hey,
can get
look
clients
at you,
that
though.
Want to pay.
Look at you. Now you got your own thing going on. That's awesome.
Right. So I kind of learned from her. Thank God. She really taught me a lot, you know. She was there when my own mother wasn't, so.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I promise you're going to love Google. I'll tell you that much. What's your last name, Christina?
It's Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S.
Yeah, I'm actually, I have a few Gonzalez in the family. The only thing is that their last name is with a Z at the end.
Yeah, so when my grandma came over and my grandpa from Puerto Rico and my grandma came from England, after my grandpa passed away, she changed our last name to a S instead of a Z.
okay. Cristina, ¿hablas español o no?
I don't. I wish I did. I go travel to all these beautiful places like DR and Puerto Rico and Mexico and stuff. I wish I did. I really
I don't know how to. My apologies for assuming only because of your last name.
It's okay. It's absolutely okay. I would love to learn.
Okay. What's your email address, Christina?
It's my first name and my last name. So it's CHRISTINAZONZALES 1213 at Gmail. And I also do have a cleaning company email, but I haven't got access to my computer. I've been on the go.
Oh, no worries. No worries. I'm not going to put this email on Google. It's just to send you confirmation, so don't worry about that. Now, that 845-707-9512, that's a good number where the customers can reach you?
Yes, absolutely. And also my personal email is better than the company email.
Okay, no worries. Perfect. Now, here's some important questions, Christina. What days, I know we talked about this just now, but what days and what times that you wanted to show on Google that you're available and open to take the calls from the client?
It would be from 7 a.m. So should I say like 4:30 or 5? I don't want
to
say 5.
I would, you know what? I don't want to, I wouldn't push it to 5. I would say like 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. just so you don't put yourself in a predicament where, you know, you get a last minute call and then you're like, man, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? So that hour gives you enough time to make a decision, in my opinion.
Right. Okay, yeah. So yes. 7 to 4, Monday through Thursdays. Friday and Saturday, it would be from 7 to 8. And then Sunday, I'm off.
Okay, so I got, one second, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yep.
Okay, and then no Sundays. Perfect. And then how far outside of Albany, Christina, are you willing to travel for customers?
I would say, I don't know how the distance, but like maybe within 40 minutes. I don't know how many miles that
would be. I would say then we'll put you down, let's say 35 miles. It sounds about right, 35 miles.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
35 miles out. Okay. Now, I what is the name of the Facebook page?
Okay, so that's exactly what I have pulled up right now. Let me just exit out.
Oh, you're on top of things.
I am. I'm a Capricorn. I like to get on top of everything.
You know, I'm excited for, you know, to see you in a few months, man. That's awesome, you know. It's
That's awesome.
From $10 an hour or $13 an hour to running your own show, man. That's amazing.
Right. And you know, back in the day, they really could charge you that. That's how, and I came from North Carolina, the minimum wage used to be $7.50. So, yeah. It's Manson Cleaning. It's Manson Cleaning and it has like a giant M with a mop bucket and a broom at the bottom.
Okay, but it's just Manson Cleaning, right? There's no, corporation.
There's no nothing
just
else.
Just Manson Cleaning. Okay, perfect. All right. And then we're going to do the website for you. The question is, do you have pictures of the work that you've done in the past?
On my other phone, I can't access it right now because it's inside of a car that my car had gotten into an accident and my car's at the shop and I haven't had a chance to get to it. But I think I sent them a few photos the other day.
Worries.
I only have 3 photos.
No worries about it. It's okay. We can get those at a later date. I mean, we'll use.
And also, moving forward, yeah. I'll make sure I get a lot of pictures. A lot of people that I've
yes.
been for, they
yes.
ask me not to take a picture of their house because.
For safety reasons. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They would ask me not to take a photo. So I don't have but like 3 people that allowed me to take a photo. And they only let me take a photo of the space. And they want me to take a photo or record of their house.
Understood. Christina, tomorrow is Tuesday. Tomorrow you'll get a courtesy call from our IT department. I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT guys are. These are the guys that will build the website, that will put you on Google, that will put you on Apple, that are gonna help you with the ads on Facebook. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Tomorrow I wake up at like 8. Like, without having to work, I'll wake up at, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock. But, you can call me at, like, 10 a.m., 11:30. I'll definitely be able to, like, take a call.
Okay, I have an availability tomorrow at 11 a.m. Would that work?
That's perfect, actually. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me 1 second. I'm almost done here, Christina. Thank you for being patient. I promise you're going to love Google, and it's going to help you get to where, you know, the goals you're trying to reach. I'll tell you that much.
Right.
All righty, bear with me here. Okay, I also have to create a password for the account, Ms. Gonzalez. This is just in case you ever call us or we call you or you wanted to make a change on Google. We just have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. There's two or three. You have three questions you can choose from. Whichever one you give me will be the password to the account. Your mother's maiden name. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in.
Okay, that's fine. It's Wendy Kelly.
Wendy. Wendy Kelly's. Can I just put Wendy or do you want me to put everything?
Oh, you can put Wendy. Yeah, Wendy is perfect.
Okay.
So is it going to be a capital W or no? Just Wendy, right?
Oh, just Wendy. Wendy.
I don't have to log in on this. This is for you guys, kind of.
This is just for us. That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's okay, just perfect.
That's just if you ever call, say, hey, guys, I got a new picture to add to the website, or hey, I want to change my schedule or anything of that nature.
This number right here?
The one that showed up via text message, that's our customer service number. Here, I'll send you.
Okay, so that's the number that I need to have. Okay.
Yes, here, and I'm going to send you my information here as well, just right
now. And I'm going to save this as the
Google services. Google services by Local Splash. You just want to put Local Splash as well.
Okay, by Local Splash. Awesome. Okay.
All right.
And then your name is so I can add it into the notes?
Yeah, it's right there. I just texted it over to you.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Oh, I got it. Mario. Okay, awesome.
So bear with me here 1 second. I'm almost done. All right. Sorry. All right. Here we go. All right, and then you do have access, Christina, to ChristinaGonzalez1213@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, sir. Goes right to my cell phone.
Oh, nice, nice, excellent. Okay, perfect, perfect. Alrighty. All right, Christina, there's two different ways that the company allows you to satisfy the $299, so we can get the ball rolling. You can either do it with the company.
I just want to pay it in full.
Okay, right. So you can do it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
I'm going to use a personal card. That's the part I'm waiting on Evan to go with me to a bank so we can open up a business account.
I'll tell you something, Christina. It's good if you guys do that because then you can claim it on your taxes too, you know, just as
a
heads up with that.
Right now I have to file a W-9 or whatever, right?
Right. Man, you are definitely on top of your game. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been running my own kind of company for a while, you know. I work with a music label as well. He's not my man, but he's like my best friend. We live together. Like, he's kind of like my man, but we're like really good business partners. We're both Capricorns. He has a few companies that he runs. I have the cleaning company and then the music company that I work with him that I own 20%. So I learned a lot from him.
Your business, but you mentioned something that just confused me a little bit. So you said he's like my man, but he's not. So are you guys dating or not really?
No, we just like casually see each other, but we live together, right? So it's like,
That's a unique relationship there, you know, like a friendship.
Right. I feel like I'm more or less in an open relationship. I'm the loyal one, and he can do what he wants. You know?
Oh, that's funny. Christina,
we still get everything done together, you know?
That's what matters. Whatever. Yep. We do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so the card has to say identically the name or our system won't accept it. So does it say
Okay, so it's
going
to say my name. It's going to be it's going to say Christina.
No middle initial?
I'm going to double check the middle initial right now so I can tell you if it does
Thank
have
you
a middle
much.
Initial or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Christina Gonzalez. Nope, just flat out Christina Gonzalez.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What is it?
I would say it's a credit card. It's a Visa.
Right. What number? Normally, Visa start with a number 4, and MasterCard start with a number 5.
Oh, no. So it's a number. It's a credit card. It's a number 5.
Oh, okay. So it's a MasterCard. All right.
Yeah.
Bear with me 1 second. Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the numbers, and then I'll get that confirmation over to your email.
Okay. So it's 5159.
Mm-hmm.
4201.
Okay.
3894.
Okay.
7260.
Okay. Expiration date?
12/28.
December 28. And then the last thing is something called a CC code. It's the last three numbers.
Yep. It's 370.
370. Okay. All right. Bear with me here just one quick second while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one.
Oh, awesome.
Perfect. Oh, one more detail. I'm almost forgetting here. What address is linked to the card? What's the billing address?
So it's going to be my the same address for the cleaning company, 72 Pleasant View Ave, Albany, New York. You need me to spell anything, let me know.
Okay, 72, you said Pleasant?
Pleasant View, yep. It's PLEASANTVIEW, all one word.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Came up for me in 12203 as the zip code.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Stand by 1 second. All right, bear with me 1 second. Before processing the payment, I do have to advise you this is not something you have to take, but for all our new customers, through Google services, there is a promotion that I have to let you know that you qualify for. Again, you don't have to do it, but I have to advise you. If you did 3 months, we have a 3 month service. Instead of paying $300 today, you would pay $700 for 3 months. And it's basically almost like you're getting 1 month free. So it's up to you.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to do it month by month right now, we can do that if you prefer that. And then
I prefer just month by month, you know, because
okay,
I have
perfect.
The Angie ad I pay $420 for. I'm going to have this I pay $300 for. I still want to get my clientele to be able to make
yep,
my profit
yep.
zone. Anything after $420 is my, like profit zone because I already pay for a certain ad, you know?
I know exactly what you're saying. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Just keep in mind, later down the line, you know, once you see that everything is working fine, I can still go back. I'll put some notes and I'll honor that for you. So that way, it'll save you some money if you, you know, decide later down the line, hey man, I'd rather just pay, you know, the 3 months and knock it out the way. Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 quick second. Aside from, this whole Google stuff, how's your day going, if you don't mind me asking?
Everything's going well. I have an appointment at 3 o'clock. I'm getting ready for, in the process. Well, I'm already ready for, I just have to go over there. It's like 33 minutes away. It's not, she wants me to come view the property in a sense and just talk and like introduce myself. She asked me a really great question yesterday. I never had nobody ask me, do I have insurance? So then when she asked me that, I was like, no, I don't. But then I turned around last night. I went on Simply Business and I got myself, coverage for my company. I went and got insurance. $68 a month, so I can protect my company if something happens, if they break a vase or something like that. So that was a good question. I can't wait to tell her today that I got the insurance.
I tell you something, man. As much as you're on top of your company, you deserve to be very successful. I'll tell you that. And I'm not just saying
that
because
I appreciate that.
I'm not just saying that because you're getting the services here, you know, with Google and so forth. I really mean that. You know, I mean, it seems like you're putting in a lot of effort into your company, and you know. And when you do that, you deserve success for sure.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. You know what I was thinking too? I wanted to do like, not bring back like, you know how the girls used to dress in like maid outfits, like black and white dresses, like really
yeah,
long. I wanted
yeah,
to
like the
implement
old school stuff.
That into my company.
Uh-huh.
I really did. I'm going to,
you know,
but I have to get the, you know, means to pay for it and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think it's not a bad idea whatsoever, but you know, nowadays, you got so many guys that are just so knuckleheads that you just want to make sure you know who
you're
dealing
with. Oh, I see
what you're
saying. Yeah, I wasn't saying on like whatever way, but I agree with you. Right now, I have just black and white t-shirts that say my mansion cleaning company with our logo on the shirt that I like paid for them from Amazon, like something cheap.
Ah, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. All right, give me 2 more minutes of your time, and I'll get you off the phone so you can get back to what you were doing.
Okay.
I just got to read our disclosure to you, and then we'll wrap things up here. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, Christina, let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash. voice verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, Christina, can you please verify the name of the company?
Mason Cleaning Corporation.
Okay. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the business?
I am Christina Gonzalez. I'm the CEO.
Okay, perfect. You are an authorized person to initiate services on behalf of Mansion Cleaning Corporation, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you are an authorized party on the billing information you provided, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash, alongside here as Google Partners, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today, okay? Your initial payment term will be processed today, which is May 5th, for $299. Your next payment will not be due until June 5th, and that's going to be your flat rate, $299. So it doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how many leads you get, Christina, that amount is never going to change, okay? And then keep in mind, this is not a contract, Christina. You have the right to stop the service at any time after the first month if you're not satisfied. Okay, so keep that in mind. I mean, I don't think that's going to be necessary, but I have to let you know that you do hold that right after the first month. Okay, all right, so bear with me here 1 second. You're going to start getting text messages in a second, Christina. Also, you're going to get quite a bit of emails saying welcome to the company. It's going to, you know, just send you different emails for the verification. You're going to get one email in particular that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, which is going to be your invoice. On that email, there's going to be three little boxes that you have to fill in. It's really simple. If you have 2 minutes, I'll walk you through it. What that's going to do, it's going to allow us to lock in that $299 monthly rate for you, and it's also going to give you access to our dashboard. What is the dashboard? The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many people are clicking on your Google profile, how many people are visiting your website, how many calls are being generated from Google. Everything that we're able to see on the back end, you're going to be able to see it as well. Okay? You're going to have access to everything that we do. So if you can log into your emails for me, it's going to be the first one that you get. Give it about 30 seconds. About 30 or 40 seconds. You should get it, and then I'll just walk you through it. That way, when you get a call from the technicians tomorrow, from the IT guys, it's going to save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone because they're going to ask you to do it anyway. So I might as well just help you do it now.
Okay, awesome.
All right, bear with me here 1 second. All right, give it about maybe I just said this, so give it like 30 seconds. It should be coming over your way soon.
Thank you for choosing Splash.
No, oh, there you go. Let's see. Yeah, so that email that you got, yes. Click on that. It's Local Splash Initial Invoice. So once you open that email, what you're going to see, it's going to say here, let me open it myself. It's going to say, hello, Christina. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. What you're looking for right under there, it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
Yep, and then type my name in.
Oh, my goodness. You. Yes. Okay. You know what? People are normally never this fast. Yes. Yeah, so you underneath your phone number was the three boxes you have to click on. Once you click the three boxes, you'll type your name in.
I did it.
Okay. If you did it correctly, it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you for your username and password. It's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it's going to ask you for your username and password here. Let me double check on my end if you did it correctly. No, it shows that it hasn't been done. So when you type in your name, if it doesn't let you click the confirm signature right underneath that, you have to turn your phone sideways. And then it'll let you click on the confirm signature. You got to type in your name. Exactly how it's spelled on there. If you spell it differently, it won't accept it.
Okay, so it says, welcome to Local Splash, sign in with your credentials below.
Yes, okay, so you did everything correctly. You're going to get those credentials and that login tomorrow by the technicians. So everything is done, Christina. Let me just be the first one to say, welcome on board to the family. You know, we look forward to working with you. What we want is to establish a relationship on a long-term basis with Mansion Cleaning Corporation. And we know that the only way of doing that is making sure that we're providing, you know, leads and work for you. So again, thank you for the opportunity. We thank that, you know, that you gave us 1% of your trust. It's our job to gain that other 99. So, again, awesome. Just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that call at 11 a.m. Okay. It's important because it's going to be our technicians. I don't want you to miss it because, you know, you already paid for the service.
Right. I won't miss it because I've been answering every single 877, whatever number that calls my phone lately.
Okay.
I've been picking up the moment that I launched the Angie ad.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, again, you're all set here on our end, Ms. Gonzalez. It was a pleasure speaking with you again. You are booked for 11 a.m. tomorrow with our IT department and operations guys. So they will be reaching out to you, between 11 a.m. and 11:05 usually is when they will call you. But for the most part, it's right on the dot. So again, thank you so much. Muchas gracias. I'm sure you know muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Which is,
yes.
you know, so. We will talk to you tomorrow, and, you know, let's work together. And, you know, like I said, I think you're going to be very happy with services with Google, especially, you know, now having your own website and being on that first page. It's going to be a game changer. So, again,
yeah,
Christina, thank you.
I can't wait to see what this summer and this year brings. Absolutely. I'm excited. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, no worries. And like I said, down the line, if you, you know, we do have services that, you know, it's a little bit better for you. You know, where we can put you 3 months or 6 months or a year, because it saves you quite a bit of money than having to pay, month to month. But, you know, we can talk that down the line when things get, you know, pick up for you quite a bit better.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. All right, Ms. Gonzalez, it was a pleasure speaking with you. We'll talk to you at 11 a.m. again. Please just don't miss that phone call.
Of course, I won't. Thank you so much, Mario. I really appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.